in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So grateful. So grateful, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to give you double for your trouble. He's going to give you double for your trouble. Say double for my trouble. Double for my trouble. I'm expecting God. Hallelujah. 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 Double for your trouble. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word being alive and powerful. We thank you, Lord God, that your word lights up the soul. Hey God, hey God, hey God, and reveals all that is going on with us. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't leave it at that, but you've sent your word not only to reveal what's there, Lord God, but to fix what's there. Dear God, you have promised restoration. In your word, Lord God, you said, spirit, soul, and body made whole. Oh, God, we live in expectation of the promises that you've made us. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for giving us this awesome privilege to be in your presence today. Dear God, to share with each other, to love each other. And to know, Lord God, that you are with each and every one of us at every second, at every moment, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord is God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. God said to everybody broken, everybody hurt, everybody empty, everybody oppressed, depressed, everybody who has lost something, everybody who feels like it's all over, it's dark, I cannot see. He said, just hold on, because I'm sending you double for your trouble. If you confused today, I'm sending you double for your trouble. In other words, this will not always last. The day will come when you won't go there anymore. You'll be the one who not only receiving life, but you'll be giving life. God said, just hold on. Just hold on. Zechariah 9, 12. God says, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. You people who are being held captive by hope. You people who are hoping and won't give up. You people who are holding on and expecting me. He said, ye prisoner. God said, you made yourself a prisoner of hope. In other words, you locked up in there. You not coming out. He said, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. I feel like God wants to do something up in here today. If you got something that came up missing, God said, don't worry about it. If something hadn't been happening, don't worry about it, because I got double. Your tears have not been wasted. Your pain has not been wasted, because God is going to give you double. You haven't felt all alone for no reason. You haven't felt misunderstood for no reason. You've not been confused for no reason. You've not been persecuted for no reason. God said, because I'm giving you double for your trouble. God said, you've not been asking me in vain. You've not been asking me and I haven't heard you. You've been asking me and I'm hearing you. I'm going to give you double. He said, stay locked up in that place where you've been expecting me. Don't come out now. Psalm 40. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hey! Last week he said, you belong to me. This week he said, because you belong to me, you got some things coming. Come on here. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs with Jesus. And what he'll do for Jesus, he'll do for me. He'll do for you. Romans 8 says that the sufferings of this present time, where you are now, the thing that's pressing you now, the thing that's problematic now, is only producing in you an eternal weight of glory. What's coming out of this? It's going to be better than. It's going to outshine where you are so much that it won't even compare to what God is doing in you. I can't stop there. The whole earth. The whole earth is groaning because even the butterfly knows there's a better day ahead. They're just waiting for the sons of God to come forth in all of our glory. So don't let this present moment distract you from the bigger picture. You know what I'm going through. But Jesus does. I don't need to know. God has helped me to know this one thing. You say what I say. You look at what I'm looking at. And I'll take care of the rest. Don't you know that Psalm 138 says that God is working things out for you at the same time that you're going through it. The same moment that you're in it, God is working it out. Because I don't feel it, because I don't see it, doesn't mean it's not happening. Listen, I'm going to get to Psalm 40 in a minute. But listen here. This lady said, Paul's grandmother said in Sunday school this morning, I had bad credit. She a child of God. She said, I had bad credit, and I was looking for a house and didn't have the bad credit, bad money. Everything was bad. She said, but I was looking for a house. And she said, and the kind of house I wanted, there was no way I could get it. And then she said, and so the house that I did settle for, I got rejected on it. Wasn't the house she really wanted. Ooh. But it was the one she settled for, and she got rejected. And so then the real estate agent say, oh, I found this house. And, oh, girl, and you're just going to love it. It's got everything, had everything, 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 everything she wanted and some. And then, well, if I didn't get this one over here, how am I going to get this one over here, this big old one? Huh? This big old house, how am I going to get something better and I couldn't get this over here? Because, see, sometimes when you're going for this over here and it's not what God wants for you, he'll shut you down.
Yes, he will.
He'll shut you down and shut you up so he can get to you what he wants for you. Cut you off from what you're trying to do. So he can get you where he wants to take you. Bad credit. All kind of crazy things going on. And the real estate agent called one day and said, girl, you got the house. Shut up. She said, now we got a house so big that we need furniture and we can't afford the furniture. But they went out and they picked out the furniture anyway. Enough to fill up the big old 5-bedroom house. 3 days later, the furniture store said, you got it. Won't he do it? Double! Don't settle! Able to do far exceeding abundantly above all we can think or ask, according to the power who works in us, who knows no limits, who knows no boundaries. Come on here. What your little mess ain't as big as the Holy Ghost is. All right. Listen. Last week when I went out of town, I didn't decide till the last minute to go. I wasn't going to go. I said I was going to go. When I got the letter announcing the event that was going on, In my spirit, I know it wasn't my head. In my spirit, I heard go. But my head talked me out of it. All week, I was weaving up and down, up and down. So I told Regina, I don't know whose turn it is to preach, but I'm going to sign you. I said, do you have a word? She said, well, God is saying something to me. And I said, okay, you preaching Sunday. And so then on by Friday, I've decided I'm not going anymore. I'm sitting in the recliner. I'm sitting in a recliner, and I thought, I ain't going nowhere. So she called me. She said, Mom, she said, are you still going? I said, girl, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be transformed word church on Sunday morning. I'm not going anywhere at all. And so she said, oh, okay then. I said, you got a word? She said, well, yes. I said, girl, I'm going to be there Sunday morning. She said, okay then. So then Friday night I went to church. And while I'm sitting in church, I just kept hearing go. And it's like, but I got all these reasons that I just listed why I need to keep my happy self at home. One of them being I don't need to be spending no money. And so I give myself all these happy reasons that, trust me, don't need to be spending money was outweighing everything else. Y'all might as well be real up in here today. Huh? So I am not going, And so Friday night at church, it just kept on coming to me. And then after service, the pastor walked up to me and said, you need to obey God. He is ordering your steps. Girl, you need to get out my face. But anyway. So then I had made an appointment for Saturday afternoon. And surely I can't be leaving those Saturday and have to drive that far after 4 o'clock, after 6 o'clock in the evening. Come on, somebody. But the Holy Ghost wouldn't let me go. So I said, okay, I'm going. And so I thought, I'll drive as far as I can drive, and then somebody's going to let me go to bed at their hotel. And then I'll get up the next day, and I'll finish driving. I'll go the rest of the way. And so here, long story short. And so then I get to the place, my God, where I'm supposed to be. Don't know why I'm there, except, you know, these are people that I love, and I want to support them. That's the only reason I know. And so I'm sitting there just kind of oblivious to what's going on. And then the word that was preached was hard to take. And so then I looked at the poor man sitting on the front row. He looked like the word had worn him out, and, you know, it's well, okay. So then he says to his daughter who was MC, he said, Have Pastor Wells come and say some words. And I go, oh, I don't want to say nothing. And so I get up there with my stupid, I don't want to say nothing always. Y'all know how I am. I don't want to say nothing. And so I got up and I said, well, I didn't come down here and say nothing. And then the Holy Ghost, whoop. I mean, the Holy Ghost fell so hard till it was like you'd be crazy to say, keep talking what you're talking right now, lady. And so it's like God began to speak out of my mouth. I'm going somewhere with this. God began to speak out of my mouth that things only he and God knew. Just him and God knew them. And then I felt another surge of the Holy Ghost. And then I said, can I pray for y'all? And he said, the Lord told me you would. So he got up, and the Holy Ghost about knocked us out. And the things that God said, they didn't come from my mind. I declare, I knew they were coming from my spirit because my head wasn't that smart. Now, fast forward a little bit more, and he says, he's weeping. Now, this man weeping, he might about to fall off his chair. And then he gets up at the end, and he said, you see, about 15 years ago, God told me to do something. And it was a bit far-fetched in my mind. It was something that I felt like God wouldn't say do. He said, and then somebody came along who was going to help me do it. And I said, God wouldn't use him. He said, so God sent Sister Wells today to tell me it was him all the time. He said, because I prayed and this was my prayer. God, if this is really you bringing this back to me, make it clear and give me a clear understanding. Can you hear what I'm saying? He said, and it's so much. Then he started saying, double. And that thing hooked up in my spirit. I said, look at God, talking about double for your trouble. I got to tell Transformer word. Yeah. Double! Can you hear what I'm saying? Listen, you haven't prayed a prayer that God hasn't heard. God has not placed anything upon your life that he's not going to finish. Y'all need to come on out here, Carlos and your wife. Whatever her name is. You knew his name, not mine. He my favorite right now. Just for now. You know I usually don't like him. You know I usually don't like him. It's just right now. I karobo sa. Andebo si kananamo ko te la ba. Yay. All I'm going to do is lay hands on you, and God's going to stir that thing up in you and give you visions and insight that's going to make you know it ain't nobody but God. He's going to make you know you couldn't come up with it because it's beyond you. It's beyond you. It's beyond you. It's beyond you. Jesus. I need to get this microphone off. I need to hold these people. Olivia, why don't you lay hands on people? You need to get up here because God's going to renew some things in you. About 2 or 3 years ago, God spoke some things to you. And somehow you backed off of them and gone crazy, but it's all right. Because God will deal with the gone crazy. Hallelujah. 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 God said some things very specifically to you about 3 years ago. People made me take my mic off. Okay, Lord have mercy. I didn't have no business with no bushy head today. So listen. Oh. Okay. So here's Ukorabasa. E Nana Kasata. Here's what the psalmist says. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Then he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I waited patiently means in waiting, I waited with another kind of strength. In other words, what was going on was so powerful that I had to lean on him. That was another kind of strength put in me so that I wouldn't go down and stay down. Because when he brought me up out of that horrible pit, and that word horrible means tumultuous, clamorous. It was a terrible place to be. It was a terrible place that was noisy and at the same time a place that could kill me. There was a rumbling going on in there. Ikorabasa. Ikarebo sande ke e. Ora isande bosa. There was a rumbling going on, and that was, it was designed to kill me. He said, but then I cried from that place, from that down and out and under place of death. He said, and he heard me. Why? Because the cry was to God. If you're crying not to God, you're not getting any deliverance. I can't deliver you. You can't deliver me. The cry has to be God for the deliverance, to God for the deliverance to come. Can you hear what I'm saying? You got to cry to God. You can't cry to each other. We can't be crying to each other. Yes, you can pray for me. I can pray for you. But the cry for deliverance goes to the Father. If you want real peace, if you want real joy, if you want to see this situation turn around, the cry has to go to God, and God said, and I'm going to give you double for your trouble. Hey, this thing been ringing in me all week, that nothing that I've suffered, nothing that I've gone through, I've just felt things that were trying to attach themselves and been attached. I just felt stuff just flying off. Can you hear him? Just go on somewhere, because I'm not going there with you anymore. Look, devil. God has promised me for my pain, for my heartache, for all the years that I suffered, double. Why? Because we belong to him. Say, I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus got up and he threw death off. Did he not? And when he threw it off, that means it can't hold me. It can't hold you. Come on here, Church of the Living God. Let's be the church. You know, let me tell you something. They're having a 3-day revival for a Mother Effie Newborn's funeral. What I noticed was, here, let me say this right. That woman lived her life. She didn't shout about it. Her life shouted that she loved God, that she was a vessel of God. Her life shouted it. Her life proclaimed it. She wasn't always running around getting in people's faces and talking about this and talking about that. I'm this or I'm that. But her legacy. Let me tell you something. Listen, when I first got filled with the Holy Ghost, they didn't understand that the church that I belonged to. As a matter of fact, my daddy told me, shut up and sit down. You can't say nothing in here. Then I went to a church where I thought they would understand, and they told me because I was Baptist, I couldn't be filled with the Holy Ghost. So they rolled me up in a sheet and tried to cast the devil out of me. But I went down to her church, the church that everybody wouldn't go to, because they said them people down there had wrong spirits. I don't know everything about them, but here's what I know about that one woman that I encountered. Here's what I know about the one woman that I encountered. I ain't got nothing to do with what the rest of what people say. I just know what I got from her. And she began to help me. And when I wanted to whine and cry and feel sorry for myself, she wouldn't let me. She said, shut up. She wasn't going. She wasn't going down them roads with me. And then finally, one day I thought, ooh, she helps me so much, I'm going to join her church. And I'll never forget, we were coming out of 1 Corinthians, my home church. We were coming out of 1 Corinthians, and as we walked out, I ran up to her. I said, I want to join your church. She said, never. No. You'll never become a part of that church, because God has other things for you. And the road that he's taking you down, you won't be able to travel it if you go there. Wouldn't you want to have somebody that you counseling, somebody you got under your wing? No, because she understood that we don't all get it the same way, the same place. Can you hear what I'm saying? And so when I see this celebration for her life, I said, Lord, keep it on track, because this needs to testify to the real legacy that she left, because she left a legacy of someone who lived and she be saved. She be sanctified. She didn't just talk it. Can you hear what I'm saying? And I know what she deposited in my life. But it was only a portion of what God wanted to do. Can you hear what I'm saying? Because I know now, like I didn't know then, because my feelings were hurt when she said, no, you can't join this church. My feelings were, I thought, she don't want me. She don't like me. That wasn't it at all. She was trying to help me stay on track. And when I scream at you like this in here today, I'm just trying to help you stay on track. Get up! Double for your trouble. He said he picked me up out of a miry, out of the miry clay, out of the pit, and he set my feet on a rock. God wants to set us on a rock in this place today so that we won't be moved. Can you hear what I'm saying? God doesn't want you moved. Marianne, everything God ever said to you, it's going to come to pass, but it ain't going to happen your way. It's going to happen God's way. God didn't change his mind. God sent you all the way to Nashville, Tennessee. Let somebody who don't even know you tell you what God want to do. And then you get crazy. I ain't scared of none of y'all in here. You can be crazy as you want to be. God is going to get out of you what he put in you. Stand up here. Ooh, Jesus. There is no darkness. There's nothing coming in your mind that's going to change God's mind. There's nothing going on with you. No foolishness, no craziness, no nothing that's going to alter what God has for you. God stirred up again in him, Lord God, and this time caused him to reign true, Lord God, to the things that you've spoken to him. Shut his mind down. You know, one time God sent a man out in the field, live out there 7 years with a crazy mind. You don't want to be crazy like that. You don't want to be crazy like that, because for 7 years he ate like an animal, lived like an animal. I know y'all think I'm just talking. I ain't just talking. God is saying it's time for you to do what he said do. And see, sometimes we think because we've been anointed and we've been called, it's time for us to do it. No, you got to be developed. You got to be developed. You got to be developed. You ain't ready because you've been anointed. You ain't ready because you got a word you can preach. That ain't what make you ready. Hello, somebody. That's not what make you ready. Y'all might as well get real and hear me today. Amen. Lights. You might as well get real in here today. That don't mean you're ready because you're anointed. Huh? You're not ready till God opened the door. And you know something? You don't have to bang in doors once God releases you. You don't have to ask anybody anything. They start calling you. Is that the truth? They start calling you. You ain't got to carry no cards. You don't have to drop them off everywhere you go. In case you need somebody. Somebody called me and said, oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Don't need to say it. You ready when God say you ready. You ready when God say you ready. If you ain't doing it yet, you ain't ready. Let me help you. Because God will set you up and send you out. Yes, he will. Somebody said to me the other day, I've been teaching children for, I forgot how many years they told me they've been teaching children. I said, and so? Because you don't appreciate those souls, God ain't going to let you deal with none other. I said, you really need to be having this conversation with your pastor. They were so mad at me when they got off. You got some place to go. You just teaching children. I said, I got people teaching children, could teach anywhere they wanted to teach, and ain't none of them complaining. Hello. Any one of them can stand up here and take this church and go where it needs to go. Any one of them. And they teaching children. Y'all better pay attention. You better watch and not think that those souls are not as important as your grown one. Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. What, to play Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse? No, to get the word. Hello. Double for your trouble. That's all I came to say today, double for your trouble. And God is saying that to his children. To his children. What y'all hear last Sunday? We are a child of God. I always call how did church go? Regina say, "Oh, church was good. I don't know about the preaching." I said, "Oh, Jesus, I don't know why I asked the preacher. I don't know why I asked the preacher." God, the preacher said, heard a preacher say one time, "Have you ever preached a sermon and you get home and you got all new ways to preach it?" Yes. Oh, Lord, that just bothers me, because it drives me crazy, because now I could have said this, I could have said that. But if God wanted you to, stop it. I said, and then all I've heard all week is, "I'm a child of God." That's, everybody keep telling me, "A child of God. I'm a child of God. I don't have a CD player." So she didn't even put it online. Put it online, girl, so I can hear and find out I'm a child of God too. Everybody else keep telling me they're a child of God. I want to be a child of God too. Devil! For your trouble. You think I'm all over the place, but I really not. Because God is trying to get somebody in here who has felt like they are never going to move forward. That they're never going to progress from a certain place. God is saying, if you'll just be a prisoner of hope today, if you'll have an earnest expectation in your heart, I am going to show you that not only will you come out of this, but you're going to get life and give life. Listen, he said he established my goings. You know what he was saying? He said, he saved me from the trouble. Then he formed me. And then after he formed me, he gave me he fixed me. Then he gave me a future, and he made me satisfied that it was all going to come to pass. You need to be satisfied in here today. If God ever said anything to you, it is so. If you ain't got no Monty, and you need something that takes Monty, sometime he'll give you the Monty and sometime he won't. Just tell him thank you for whatever he promised you without the Monty. Huh? Yeah. Hallelujah. We belong to the Most High God. Say, I'm a child of God. And no matter what trouble I've experienced, as I hold on and expect God, I'm going to get double for my trouble. Out of mouth of two or three witnesses, we heard Isaiah say it. We heard Zechariah say it. I'm done. It's over. Father, I bless you in this house today. I thank you, Lord God, for the sanctifying power of your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you're saving, you're delivering, you're healing, and you're bringing us to the fullness of your glory. I thank you, Lord God, that it is a process, and we're in the midst of you bringing change. Help us all, God, to remember that all of this is in your hands, all of it. Oh, God, every one of us woke up to new mercy this morning. Your love coming after us, Lord God, like we deserved it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being God in this house. Thank you for renewing and refreshing and restoring vision in this house today. I thank you, Lord God, for stirring up those things that have been lying dormant. I thank you, Lord God, that you have canceled hopelessness in the hearts of those who have heard and received what you said. Oh God, I thank you that we're up and running, and we believe, Lord God, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Oh God, and we will do those things that Jesus has bidden us forth to do. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm just so excited about Jesus right now, I don't know what to do. And you hear what I'm saying? This one lady said, "Pastor Wells, I can't believe you drove all the way to Mississippi by yourself." I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, "Jesus came all the way from heaven by himself. And he stripped himself of all his glory and he became a man. None of us will ever travel as far as he did. So we don't get to glory over anything we did. Tell the Lord thank you." And you hear what I'm saying? You don't get to glory over, "Oh, I went all the way to Australia and preached the gospel. And so Jesus came all the way from heaven." Came all the way from heaven. We don't get to shout about nothing we did. We just get to give him glory. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to stop. Trying to stop. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maya, the struggle is over. Talking to you, blue shirt Maya. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. It's over. It's over. I don't know what you've been struggling with. Don't matter. Don't mean nothing to me. Except God said, the struggle is over. 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 Hallelujah. 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 God sees you. He sees you. And when I say that, he sees what you don't know about you. You only know so much. You only know about where you've been. You haven't seen where you're going. But you keep struggling with the past. You keep struggling with things that are bothering you now. And God is saying, come on. I'm taking you somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. It's going to be you and me. It's going to be you and me. Hallelujah. Mark today, because today is the beginning of your turnaround. Mark today. Today is the beginning of your turnaround. Mark today. Mark. Ooh, shekaramase. Iramasange koromoko rebasi. Inanaka sekoronde. Elabasi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Today is the day that you turn around. Turn around. Turn around. Today is the day you turn around. Double for your trouble. Paul, you just wait and see. That's all I'm saying. Just wait and see. You just wait and see. Just wait and see. Just wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see. Wait with that new kind of strength. Another kind of strength. He said, with another kind of strength, I waited on the Lord. And not only did he bring me up, but he gave me a lineage. He gave me those that were to come out from me, including he gave me the Savior in my lineage and brought many others out through that. Ah, with a new kind of strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait and see. Just wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see. Wait and see. Oh, my. It's okay to dream big. Did you know that? Because you can't dream as big as God can do. What you think is big, it's so minute in the presence of God, so minute in the presence of his power and in his ability to work it. So small, so nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Amen. We just have one announcement. The announcement doesn't mention St. Elizabeth's. It mentions Lovejoy Temple. I think that's supposed to be St. Elizabeth's on there. Okay.